Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, besides Mick McCabe, who's going to give us a great preview of the state high school scene tomorrow, we have a lot of great guests. And we have had Jerry DiNardo and Howard Griffith of the Big Ten Network on, analysts, and we're going to have Dave Revson on tomorrow morning. As we mentioned earlier, the University of Michigan Big Ten special was last night. Michigan State's is tonight at 8 p.m., and as a perfect lead-in, could not be any better. My favorite football game of all time is showing right now on the Big Ten Network. I should probably shut my mouth because people will want to run and catch it, and I'm one of them. And that is, of course, the 1990 number one versus no one game when Michigan State beat Michigan in Michigan Stadium, 28-27. And Tom Crawford's still whining about the end of that game. Want to bring him in now, my co-host on Saturday mornings with the Jack and Tom Show, Tom Crawford. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Jack, but why do you appreciate that game? There wasn't a lick of defense played in that for 3 hours.
Well, you know, I thought Michigan State played very good defense in that game because Michigan got 27 points, and one of them was on one of the touchdowns was on a kick return. So if you look at what Michigan State did, I thought played terrific defense in that game.
Well, yeah, I guess you want to look at it that way. A lot of points, so it seemed like in that fourth quarter, and here we're talking about a game that happened almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was 7-7 at the half, so I thought that was very good defense. And then these offenses,
There were some turnovers, and you know, it was a crazy game. It was a frustrating game, obviously, an unjust end to it.
Yeah, I thought it was a very appropriate ending. And, you know, you talk about turnovers. The play of this game that is always forgotten, and maybe not by you, but by almost everyone else, Dan Enos played a near-perfect game. But at the end of the first half, he threw the worst pass of his career. Very ill-advised. It was intercepted with just a few seconds left and set up a chip-shot field goal attempt that was missed.
Yep.
You remember that?
I remember it well. And I had a sick feeling at halftime, and you can't leave points on the board. I mean, that was just crazy. Crazy game, and that was after I was at, believe it or not, the week prior to that game, if you recall, I saw Michigan State played Iowa at home.
Right.
Enos got hurt, and Jim Miller came in the game or something along those lines. Miller was in that game as a freshman or maybe even a second-year guy, and he was playing, and it was just they looked terrible. And in the meantime, Michigan was pounding Wisconsin up in Madison by something like 62-7 or something.
Yeah.
And it was all laid out, you know, for an upset. And Michigan State played outstanding that game. A beautiful day, 3:30 kick, perfect day. Everything was wonderful except the outcome.
Does he know his football, ladies and gentlemen? He's even telling us the game times.
Perfect. It was a 3:30 ABC game.
Well, I assume you watched the Michigan special last night on the Big Ten Network.
Well, I saw part of it.
Couldn't you bring yourself to watch it?
Well, I was at that scrimmage last night. I got home and then I flipped on, saw parts of it. And
but it's only on eight times, Tom.
I know. I'm going to see it again. When it replays, but this is even before Troy Wolfo got hurt. You know,
there's
a lot has changed since they filmed this thing.
In fact, it's funny. Dave Revson comes on, and you can tell he does a voiceover, which doesn't sound anything like the rest of the audio.
It did. I noticed that too. We are nitpicky, aren't we? Poking holes in the Big Ten Network.
Well, Howard Griffith says he thinks Michigan State can win 10 or 11 games, and. I don't know what substances he had while he was on campus, but I've never heard anybody say that publicly.
I don't know. Just to tell you how sick I am, I woke up this morning, couldn't sleep, and I'm watching the Indiana preview on the Big Ten Network. I was telling myself I need to get a life.
Besides tomorrow's show, and we invite everyone to join us, 8 to 11, if you can't listen in, you can always catch segments later at 1320WILS.com, as you can today. If you missed Virge Bernero, Bill Ballinger, my son Zach, anyone who was on today, Ted Cluck, you can catch them with podcasted segments that are posted shortly after the show. And, of course, with the live streaming now, you can listen anywhere in the world. But I want to talk to you about high school football because 1 week from tonight, We are off and running, and you said you had that scrimmage, the four-way scrimmage out at Waverly last night, right?
Well, it was supposed to be a four-way, ended up a three-way. Trey Martin Luther King couldn't make it, and then the a team from Plymouth was a replacement team, couldn't make it. So we had our two East Lansing twos going against either Waverly or Ionia. And but a lot of people out. It was just got everybody in the mood for high school football. And tonight, a week from tonight, it kicks off, and some great rivalry. I mean, East Lansing Hazlett is a rivalry for sure, and it's intensified in the last few years. And you got the other teams going at it locally.
How about Holt at Sexton to kick this off?
Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting game. And Holt's got so many kids, and they got a lot of talented kids, a great coach, and Grant Ledge's got a ton of kids coming back. It's going to be great, and we're going to be all over it, and I can't wait.
Absolutely. And, as Scott was saying earlier, it just doesn't feel like football season is 1 week away. Does it feel that way to you? As a parent, you're always going to have a different feeling, and this is your last rodeo in terms of high school football with your son playing. So
that you're right. I mean, it's a year-round thing. We've been prepping all summer long, and it seems like we've been going at it. You know, mid-season amount of work into it already. But we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I mean, the idea of a couple of high school games before even the kids are in the classroom, and I guess you just gotta accept that, but it does seem weird, and we've had an extremely warm summer. It'll probably be in the 80s next week, but it's a heck of a lot more comfortable than, a 45-degree rain, which typically happens at the other end of the season. So I don't need cool weather to get in the mood. I'm ready right now, and then yet a week after that, college football starts. So we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about in the Jack and Tom Show these next few weeks.
Absolutely. We'll be talking with a lot of coaches and some former players. And, of course, it's a great chance for people to call and weigh in with their predictions and give us their impressions so that they can say, hey, I told you before the season, instead of trying to call us in November and sound smart. They need to get on the record here in August.
Yeah, we should hold everybody to their predictions, although I haven't been very good at that the last couple of years. I tend to wear those maize and blue-colored glasses too much. I'll probably do the same when we embark on our predictions as well.
And we'll do a lot of that over the next couple of weeks. We're going to be talking high school football every Saturday morning, too. We're going to have Mick McCabe on tomorrow from the Detroit Free Press. But we're going to be talking about the games pretty close to right after they happen. On Saturday morning, we're going to fan out and see three or four games. So we'll have that opportunity. And we'll have pro football beginning a week after that, and then our wives will never see us.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's like, just show you how hungry I am for football. I mean, I'm watching the Falcons and the Patriots last night. I mean, who cares? But I'm all over it because it's such a novelty. We've waited so long for football to, live football to be on television as opposed to just replay. Although I did enjoy a replay last night, the 88 Michigan-Ohio State game. John Colasar, thank you very much for that game-winning catch. Mm-hmm. I'm really going deep back into Michigan successes.
Was that the last Michigan win over Ohio? Oh, no, it wasn't.
Oh, not even close, Jack.
No,
don't
I saw
there.
The 97 game was on, too, the Charles Woodson game.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
They had a few of them, but not many in the 21st century, Tom.
No, not, no. And then you got, obviously, just what happened against anybody the last 2 years. The pressures on Rich Rodriguez are off the scale, and I'm sure all his assistants feel it as well. So we're going to find out real quick what his future is and what the future of immediate future of Michigan football is.
Well, the big question now in the Big Ten is whether the likes of Purdue and Illinois are going to be looking ahead when they play Michigan.
That joke's getting really old, Jack. You go to that way too often,
Well, it's still appropriate. I have to use it while I can, Tom. There's going to come a time where that's going to be a ludicrous line. I have to take advantage of it. It shows how unusual it is.
But it's your 41 dive every time, over and over and over.
But it never ceases to bring a smile to my face. It's like 5 yards on first and 10. You take it every time. And what? Where are you now? Are you home?
I'm at home and looking forward to a relaxing weekend before football starts. And right. So I'm just going to relax on this hot summer weekend. It's pretty nice out right now. I'm on my back deck right now enjoying myself.
Well, I strongly suggest you turn the Big Ten Network on because you'll be able to watch the rest of this classic, and you'll see Michigan State, no one beat Michigan number one in a beautiful day that you'll remember well. Probably bring back a lot of fond memories for you.
No, that Dan Eno, so I tell you what, I got a lot of respect for him. So I'm up at that one day camp at CMU and heard him talking to the kids, and he's gonna be a great recruiter for as his own head coach, you know, as a head coach, is not just for somebody else. And watch that CMU program just keep going on, you know, and be the class of the MAC under Dan Enos, I think.
You know, we want to get Ron English on this show, too, before the season starts the next week.
Before the Ohio State game, let's have him on, okay?
Yeah, that's good. You know who else we need to get on the show is Bill Curry. Remember Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he is coaching the new program at Georgia State.
Is that D1?
Yeah, just beginning they're beginning their football careers there. And guess where they're playing? At Alabama.
Oh, God.
Now, Bill Curry was run out of town on a rail. You couldn't find a nicer guy, but he was not exactly Bear Bryant in Alabama lore. And something tells me there are going to be Bama fans there that would like Nick to beat him about 300-0.
Yeah, but I still think EMU and EMU and Ohio State is going to trump that one. I mean, I just have a bad feeling about that game in a few weeks down in Columbus.
Well, we have a lot to talk about tomorrow morning, and we will do that. Everyone healthy with the Trojans coming through last night?
Everybody's healthy, and they're ready to get into game week on Monday. And actually, we're having a kind of a team-wide, family-wide pig roast tonight. A lot of unity on this team, and hopefully it'll pay off for the season.
All right, sounds great. Well, have fun tonight, and we'll see you at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
Tom Crawford, co-host of the Jack and Tom Show. Invite you to join us tomorrow morning and give us a call, and we'd love to talk with you tomorrow morning. We take a lot of calls on Saturdays and don't do that during the week. We'll be right back, Scott, and finish up this show after this check of sports.